October 6th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, a Civic Media production produced in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM and 101.1 FM if you live in Waukesha, and with Word Brown, Spiritus Writing, using the power of words to change the world. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beautiful Banting Park home in our beloved Banting Park neighborhood. And I'm joined, as always, by the mighty Max Martinson, my extraordinary young producer with a very bright future in all the different, many of the different arenas in broadcasting. Max, how are you tonight?
Doing okay. Little nervous and excited because as we're recording this, the Brewers are about to kick off game two. So
that shows our commitment, and I'm grateful for Max's commitment, and that's why I didn't bother inviting a guest. But it's a great time. It's a great night for Max and I to get together and record. And I likewise have the TV on here on mute, and the Phillies and Dodgers are still on. It's three more minutes for the Brewers come on, so we're going to try and cram all 20 minutes into three here.
We
may sneak in a highlight, though, or two while we're broadcasting. That's certainly in play for both sessions one and two. So September ended with a really hot streak in terms of weather. It was like July all over again. I know that in September and October, you will get these Indian summer days in the 70s, and they're beautiful. But this past weekend, it was in the mid-80s, tail end of the week. And so it definitely was, very summery weather. And I know there's people that actually say they want to be able to put a hoodie on, and they're looking forward to the cool weather, and I am too. But I have to confess, I loved every moment of this this hot, sun-drenched weather that we had. It's kind of, what you call these small victories in this otherwise not so friendly climate when it comes to weather. So I will certainly take it. And today, though, it finally did start acting like a fall day. It was like in the 50s, I think, or, the high was like low mid 60s. And I was walking outside to help my wife kind of put our garden away and clean it up out there. And it's, I was still in shorts and, because I was inside working all day in my home office. And coming outside at like 5-ish, I was like, wow, got a chill in the air. So I think autumn is finally here, and just in time for one of the favorite rites of the season, with Halloween coming up towards the end of the month. We're looking forward to that, and starting to see the early decorations on the homes. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I certainly appreciate people's enthusiasms, and especially if they have young children, I get it. And it's a fun time of year, and I can't wait. And especially the Brewers in the playoffs too. I mean, so many wonderful things going on. And locally, it was homecoming for Waukesha South and West. And South took one on the chin on Friday night against New Berlin West, losing 40 to, I think it was like 20 or 40 to 19. But it was the first loss of the year that was more than 3 points. And so this is a much better team than we've seen in years past, or at least they're facing competition that more resembles, in terms of the high school demographics and everything, they size up nicely. And so it's been fun to see the kids in more of a fair play situation. And had homecoming festivities. Well, there was Southfest before the game, and then there was that was the week before. I'm sorry. Southfest usually is on homecoming weekend, but there was the halftime announcements of the homecoming court. And also, we were very excited to learn that our daughter was one of the attendants representing the sophomore class. And so then the dance I heard was a lot of fun on Saturday, and certainly the pictures. Boy, we were, my daughter and her friends had their pictures taken at Nagawaki Park, which is beautiful this time of year. Our oldest daughter had her homecoming pictures taken there 1 year. And yeah, we were blessed with beautiful weather on both occasions. Not always the case, homecoming or prom. I've also, with my son and with my other, with our youngest daughter and other dances, we've seen that rainy, cold, winter-esque weather during photos. But downtown was blaze, was packed with so many kids from different high schools as far away as Sussex Hamilton, getting their pictures taken at Frame Park or in the downtown area by the gazebo. And it was fun to see, especially with the weather being as it is. And we decided to try our luck at Sobelman's, hoping it wouldn't be too crowded because it was a little further away. And we were right, but it, we got there early enough that it, as we were leaving, it started to fill up. But we had a wonderful meal there. It's been a while since we'd eaten there, but highly recommend you checking out Sobel's again if you haven't been there already. Bloody Mary's did not disappoint. That could have been the whole meal, actually. But had a delicious burger. It was a special of the night. And some quality time with our youngest son, too. So the big story of the week, though, without a doubt, I think I found out about it on Friday night while I was at Ken Hollab Stadium watching the Blackshirts battle the Vikings of New Berlin West. And and by the way, before I announce this, congratulations to South wide receiver Keegan DeGeorge, who had set a school record for receiving. I don't know if that was most receptions in a season or most yardage, but he's only a junior, so if it was a career stat, he's got a long way to go. But obviously, if it's a seasonal one, that's great news too. But anyway, the big news is I was watching the game and checking my social media during a timeout. And that was that for months we've known that Scott Allen has been a candidate of mayor for mayor. He was the first to announce, the only one to announce. And that was a big question on a lot of people's minds over the last few months. I believe Scott announced as early as April or May. It was earlier than usual. A lot of candidates will announce like late summer, early fall, right around now. And also into like through the end of the year. But it looked for a while that Scott was going to run unopposed to take over the seat that will be vacated by, I believe it's four-term mayor Ron Riley. But that is over. The solo show is over. And Waukesha, the downtown, I believe she's the 11th district alder, and the council president, Alicia Halvinslaven, has thrown her name in the hat, and just in time for her nuptials too. She'll be getting married in a couple weeks, so a very busy and exciting time for her. And she has announced her candidacy for mayor. And I was kind of expecting it, given how involved she's been in politics, and even as a first term, now a second term. She's in her second term now as alder. Alicia's been very active in Waukesha County politics. She's young, energetic, and serves on a lot of committees, a lot of things you'd want from an alder, has a very, strong and positive presence in downtown, has a reputation, as far as I know, for working well with the other alders. And so that's the good news. And so we're excited for that. And she's lived here in Waukesha for more than 12 years. Originally from Beloit area, and like myself, another transplant has chosen Waukesha as her home, along with her fiance, future husband Kevin, who's already made comments about his campaign for first gentleman in Waukesha, and maybe the second, I think, since Carol Lombardi was mayor. I don't know if we've had another woman mayor, but for this week in Waukesha, it's exciting because it'll be great to have the candidates on now. We'll have Scott on, and Alicia's already committed to appearing on the show sometime after her nuptials, after her wedding takes place in the fall. We look forward to having her, not during her honeymoon, I imagine, but I'm thinking sometime in November or closer to the holidays. And so maybe in between there, since Scott put his name in the hat first, we'll try to get Assemblyman Scott Allen to appear on the podcast for an interview. And so, so that's the good news, is you have two, you could say, viable candidates with a lot of experience in politics. Scott was an alderman many years ago and has been on the state assembly representing Waukesha for several years now. I don't have an exact head count on that. His name precedes himself in a lot of circles. And a factor in this election that I personally am not too thrilled about is that Alicia is been very active in the Waukesha County Democratic Party, and nothing wrong with that. It's good to see people active in politics and in their parties. However, you know, in Waukesha for the city council, for the aldermanic races and for the mayor's race. These are nonpartisan elections, and they will remain on paper nonpartisan elections. We have a primary that will let, you know, it's the top two vote getters that win, then compete in the general election that takes place. I believe it's like a month or 2 months later, but it's not a primary, a partisan primary type of situation. That being said, though, is that my fear, especially after we've seen more partisan involvement, certainly in our school board elections, and now most recently in our last aldermanic elections, some very unfortunate some partisan, even what I would say foul play, or just some big money and outside money endorsing candidates, shaming or slandering other, you know, other candidates. And that's my fears now with Alicia, again, is someone that's very entrenched and unapologetic Democrat. And then there's Scott Allen, who's, you know, very conservative Republican, but Scott has demonstrated a, kind of a maverick tendency, is oftentimes his own person is has upset fellow Republicans in Madison, and has worked well, fairly well with members of the other party. I know that from my own experience on the city council. He had done us a big favor in terms of fighting the county's attempts to try to take away Waukesha's ability, authority to declare landmarks, to declare historic landmarks. And Scott had worked behind the scenes to make that problem go away. And it's all around surrounding the Moore Downs issue. So anyway, but again, I just my fear is that we'll see some of this partisan bickering, this spread of misinformation, the type of literature, campaign collateral, be it digital, print, or in the news with publicity. It's going to get ugly, and that's what I fear. And I hope that the better angels in us can prevail, and in the two candidates. But again, it's even as we've seen from the larger elections, there are other groups acting on their behalf, and oftentimes beyond the control or sometimes even the consent of the candidate, that contributes to the ugliness here. So, but it also begs another question: is if a third candidate will throw his or her name in the hat that has demonstrated an ability to work well with both sides, as maybe very outspokenly nonpartisan like myself, and embraces values, ideas from both parties, but is very much his or her own person. And it'll be interesting to see who that could be. Oftentimes, as Mayor Riley had told me, is, you know, closer to the end of the calendar year, you may see as many as four or five people throw their name in the hat, you know, and saying, hey, why not me? And so that could be. But in terms of like serious candidates, the kind that could compete with Scott and Alicia, that would be interesting to see who that would be that would step up. I don't know if it would be a fellow politician, legislator, if you will, or if it would be maybe someone that's established success in the business world or in another area that has a strong base, a strong following, and people that are excited about that. But it'll be interesting to see. So I know, Max, you know, again, you're a young adult, and we know the big challenge for a lot of these local elections is getting young people to vote. And I know you don't live in, how should we say it? We don't live in Waukesha, but, you know, what would you be looking for if you did live in Waukesha, or if, let's say you were voting for mayor of where you lived, what would you be looking for in a candidate? And this is, you know, an incumbent stepping down, so it's a wide open seat. In theory, both parties have both candidates have an equal bite of the apple, if you will. And, you know, what would you like to see as your next mayor?
I mean, I'm kind of involved with the city of Wauwatosa because I do AV techs for their like city council meeting. So I've seen, you know, like the city level politics. But I mean, like it's kind of the same for me as like my hopes for like a presidential candidate one day. Like, I'm hoping for somebody who isn't just like an old white guy, which I feel like kind of seems to be like every single politician ever as of recent. It's just like, like, I want somebody who not only cares about my issues, but understands them more just because they've actually had more experience with that themselves.
Can you tell us what some of your issues are, though, that you're willing to share?
I mean, from like a city level, I would say just like, I mean, obviously putting community spaces into the community. I grew up in Baraboo, Wisconsin, and they have, you know, I mean, their city council tries to take care of their public spaces quite a bit. I know that they just had like a massive renovation to the library in Baraboo, and I'm not sure if that's completed or not because I haven't been there in a while, but it was like a multi-million dollar project. But it's just kind of things like that. Like, I would rather see my tax dollars go back into like stuff for the community, for everybody, rather than just for like a few people.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good point, especially because, like I said, it was a kind of a sticking point for Waukesha County, whose legislature and executive branch are, you know, predominantly Republican and conservative at that, have been forced to introduce sales taxes in the county because all the surplus money is just sitting there at Madison, and it's not getting recirculated back to Waukesha County. And in Waukesha County, as you know, it's one of the most affluent counties in the state. It may very well be the most affluent. And so you'd figure you'd be getting your fair amount of tax dollars back towards meaningful things, roads, schools, economic development, and the fact that it's, you again, that they're compadres, if you will, their fellow party members are sitting on that in Madison, and as well as a lot of other communities. It's unconscionable for sure. And so it's, I think people want local candidates that, I guess, especially in a mayor's position, that can work well with the state reps and work to, you know, bend some ears and you know, get the support that, get our money back, if you'll get that money repurposed for good things, you know, get that return on our investment in the state and not sitting there idle, growing interest, we're already at the 2-minute mark, huh? Sounds great. So when we come back for round two in this podcast, we will talk more about this mayor's race in Waukesha that has suddenly become a competition, at least with a second candidate in the form of 11th District Alder and Council President Alicia Halbenslaben. And, we'll talk more about her candidacy as well as what Scott Allen brings to the table. And then other happenings here in Waukesha and Waukesha County and the Milwaukee area this fall. So I want to thank everybody for listening in. As this podcast is being recorded, the Brewers are in game two of this divisional series against the Cubs. We had a wonderful Saturday. That was part of my Saturday before homecoming photos, was while my wife and daughter were getting their nails done, I was meeting friends at Ray's Grain, and I watched a good part of that, that 9-3 triumph for the Brewers. A great start coming out of the gate. I know, and I can say this, and Max has probably figured it out, that the Cubs have jumped out to a 3-0 lead, but they also jumped off, you know, they had a leadoff home run in the first inning. And then I think it is only the first inning. So instead of whatever that 5 or 6 run first inning that the Brewers have, maybe that'll be a 12 run inning or whatever that is, times 3. So let's keep our fingers crossed. But that's the beauty of playoff baseball. It's things can turn on a dime and bats can get explosive.
Hey, the Phillies were down 4-1 and almost made the comeback in the 9th inning. So
that's right. Yeah, they made it interesting. So all right. So hey, thanks. Stick around for podcast 2 of This Week in Waukesha, and see you.